Nolte, Washington Post says election will end in violence unless Biden wins landslide. By John Nolte on September 3, 2020. The far-left Washington Post blackmailed the country Thursday with a threat framed as analysis that says only a landslide victory for Joe Biden can save us from violence. Because the Post piece is both fake news and irresponsible, I'm not going to compound those sins by linking it here. The Post's tweet advertising the piece, which I also won't link, sums up the threat perfectly: the election will likely spark violence and a constitutional crisis, the tweet reads. In every scenario except a Biden landslide, our simulation ended catastrophically. Only a Biden landslide can save America from a national catastrophe. In other words, that's a nice country you got there. Be a shame if anything happened to it. The Post's bald-faced threat is couched in a piece of analysis that does not even attempt to be serious, especially in a country where, as I write this, countless Democrat-run cities are on fire thanks to Black Lives Matter and Antifa, two left-wing terrorist groups who operate as brown shirts for the Democrat Party and media outlets like the Washington Post, who regularly encourage and protect these domestic terrorists. Even more ludicrous, the Post's threat is only made possibly by way of its cherry-picking of experts. They make it all so official-sounding. I've emphasized the howlers. President Trump has broken countless norms and ignored countless laws during his time in office. And while my colleagues and I at the Transition Integrity Project didn't want to lie awake at night contemplating the ways the American experiment could fail, we realized that identifying the most serious risks to our democracy might be the best way to avert a November disaster. So we built a series of war games, sought out some of the most accomplished Republicans, Democrats, civil servants, media experts, pollsters and strategists around, and asked them to imagine what they'd do in a range of election and transition scenarios. A landslide for Joe Biden resulted in a relatively orderly transfer of power. Every other scenario we looked at involved street-level violence and political crisis. I swear I'm not making that up. I know it sounds like something I'd make up, especially something as hilarious as a Transition Integrity Project operating from the same Washington Post hellhole that led the fake news propaganda jihad for the Russia collusion hoax coup plotters. But it's all real. I swear. Look it up if you don't believe me. Anyway, the Transition Integrity Project's war games, can you believe they used the term war games? Are staffed only with ringers. The accomplished Republicans are all, and I do mean all, bitter, half-witted, Trump haters: Michael Steele, Bill Kristol, Trey Grayson. On the other side are only Biden loyalists: John Podesta, Donna Brazile, Jennifer Granholm. Not even one disgruntled Bernie bro. Not even one. So the Transition Integrity Project asked six people who fucking hate Donald Trump something about Donald Trump, and the answer is not looking so good for Donald Trump. Transition Integrity Project? More like the Transition Rigged Project. So even though Joe Biden's supporters are right now, I mean right now as I write this, burning down a whole bunch of Democrat-run cities, and Joe Biden has said almost nothing to stop them and plenty to encourage them, the Transition Rig Project talked to six people who fucking hate Donald Trump and came to this bottom line, emphasis added. In every exercise, both teams sought to mobilize their supporters to take to the streets. Team Biden repeatedly called for peaceful protests, while Team Trump encouraged provocateurs to incite violence, then used the resulting chaos to justify sending Federalized Guard units or active duty military personnel into American cities to restore order, leading to still more violence. The exercises underscored the tremendous power enjoyed by an incumbent president. Biden can call a news conference, but Trump can call on the 82nd Airborne. Yep, the 82nd Airborne, y'all. Here's something else the Transition Rigged Project wargamed. In the narrow Biden win scenario, Trump refused to leave office and was ultimately escorted out by the Secret Service, but only after pardoning himself and his family and burning incriminating documents. Let me tell you what's happening here. If Trump wins, the organized left, and you can bet that includes media outlets like the Washington Post, intend to declare war on us. On you and I. Not political war. War. That's what they're doing now. That's what the Democrat parties and the media's brown shirts and Black Lives Matter and Antifa are doing right now in Kenosha and Rochester and Minneapolis and Portland, and will do in any other place where an excuse can be found or manufactured. The war is a hot war. If Trump wins re-election, it's going to get hotter. The Washington Post is warning us, not just that there will be a war if Trump loses, but that we will be blamed for the war. Hey, we warned you if you didn't pay for protection, your store would burn down. Hey, we warned you if you didn't vote for Joe Biden, your store and your home and your car and your life would burn down. This is not a drill. This is a threat. Take this threat seriously. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself before it's too late to prepare yourself. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.